everybody. One of the hot topics as of lately is filling the marketplace, the Windows Phone marketplace, the Windows Store, with really awesome applications. And a personal passion of mine is filling with applications that do good for the community and good for society. So with me today is James Rooney from Citizenship, and was it Global Issues or?
Citizenship and Public Affairs.
Public Affairs. Yes. And he's actually working on an amazing contest that hopefully is going to inspire all of you brilliant developers to get out there and start making apps for social good and for money. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the contest?
So we wanted to really encourage a way for encourage developers to start filling the marketplace with apps, but not just any apps, but apps that have a positive impact on their society around them.
So what does that exactly mean? I mean, does it have to be a way to find local charities through a mapping system? I mean, what is that defined as?
It's a really broad, we're leaving it fairly broad in terms of the definition of what social good is. We'll have a kind of some examples and stuff up on the contest website, so if people are interested, they can go and kind of look around.
Okay.
But it's really anything. It could be finding, where the local charities are in their area. It could be helping somebody find volunteer opportunities within the area of where they live. It could be a smarter way to do online donations. It could be, helping people figure out, track how much energy they're using in their house. It's a really wide variety. Yeah.
So in terms of the criteria to be considered eligible for this contest, you're pretty loose.
Yeah, we're pretty loose. Obviously, you can't be a Microsoft employee or a relative of a Microsoft employee. Sorry, developers out there. but 18 and older, essentially, because that's the age limit for the marketplaces.
Okay, great. So the developers get out there and they start developing apps. And as you said, it's either for a Windows 8 application or Windows Phone.
Correct.
And what's the submission process?
So essentially, they can go to the Citizenship website. There'll be a website up there that outlines the whole thing. And essentially, they come up with their idea, create their app, put it in the store, and then come back to our website and register their project.
So does the idea have to be approved, like in a text base, a written, or you just want the final product?
Correct. Yeah, and we just want the final apps.
Yeah, me too. And when is the final product due by?
February 28th.
February 28th. Okay, yes. So they got a few months. Contest opens November 5th.
Yep.
Deadline February 28th. Yep. And how does the judging work?
Yes, there's three prizes for the contest. There's a best overall Windows 8 app.
Mm-hmm.
There's a best Windows Phone app. And then there's a People's Choice Award where it'll be decided. There's a voting component as well. So after all the submissions are in on February 28th, there'll be a two-week voting component. People can get in there, review the apps, vote for their favorite, and then that will also win a prize.
Awesome. And now since this is for doing good for the society, can these applications, could they be stuff that people have to pay for in the marketplace, or do they have to be free?
It could be either. We don't really care. One of the things that we're interested in is how people are going to sustain whatever they put out there. So if that's via they need to charge, 99 cents for their app in order to help the maintenance, or if they have other ways to keep their app going, we want to make sure that the apps that are submitted are high quality and that they have kind of long-standing ability to sustain.
But there's no really criteria in terms of, well, this app got the most downloads in the marketplace, or this app. It's just based on the quality of the app, regardless of price or future success.
Yep, it's quality of the app. It's the impact on social good. So, depending on the impact that the app makes, and it is the sustainability of it, and it's kind of the uniqueness of the idea and how they attack the problem.
Yeah, for sure. Who are the judges? Other than obviously us all the People's Choice.
I'll be one of the judges, and there'll be a couple other judges from Microsoft, as well as we're currently soliciting a couple of judges from different nonprofits that we partner with.
Cool. And so then you've got your winners. The winners will be announced. They get their money. They get their phone. And now they get bragging rights.
They do.
Right? I don't know if they can put in the marketplace somewhere, like winner of, whatever the contest.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hoping that not only that that we can help publicize the winners as well, not just all the entrants and stuff, but when the people win, we really want to make sure that people understand what these apps are. They're out there. People can get them.
Well, I know this girl who does a show all about hot applications. So maybe we can promote it on that show.
Maybe. If
she's open to bribery.
Maybe you'd put in a good word for
it. Maybe I will.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. I hope this inspires and excites all of you guys and get out there and start developing, do some social good, enjoy some fierce competition, and potentially win some prizes. Is there an official name of the contest?
It's just the Windows 8 Apps for Social Good.
Windows 8 Apps for Social Good, and you can read more about it on the website, and I can't wait to see what all of you guys get out there and creating, because I'm definitely going to be hitting on the People's Choice voting.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.